Well, in them days, the parents didn't tell children anything like they do today. So all I was told by my mother and my brother as well, that we were going away and we were going to have a wonderful time and we were going to see the sea and we were going on a train, which was an adventure because nobody in my street ever went on a train, and how wonderful it was going to be. But your parents didn't say, we won't be going on the train or we won't see you. So you're quite happy thinking you're going out for a day's outing. And when we got to the train station, there's hundreds and hundreds of children all going different places with their name tags on. I was with my brother, he was 9 and a half. And all I know is my mum told him to look after me and hang on to me. It's going to make me cry.
It's okay.
And so we got on the train, and obviously it was an old steam train, and it chugged along, and all excited at first, but like most children, it got a little bit boring. And because I was four, I probably went to sleep anyway. But we did see cows, sheep, green fields. We didn't know anything about, or only from books. And when we arrived in Shoreham, the ladies that were in charge of each group took us off the train. They picked me up because I was four. And we stood in a line on the train station. And then a lot of ladies came along that we didn't know and started walking along the line looking at us and picking out children they wanted to have stay in their house. And lots of brothers and sisters were split up because the people only wanted one child. And some wanted only boys, some wanted only girls. And so that you just stood there and hoped somebody wanted you, but you weren't sure why. And then this very lovely lady came along and saw my brother and I holding hands. Isn't it stupid? I'm sorry about
it's
this, because
fine,
no,
don't
my
worry.
brother's not long died. And she took us with her, and the first place we went to was the cake shop. And she took us in, bought us a bun each. And then we walked to her house, which was 29 Queen's Place, which was very near to the station, probably only 4 or 5 minutes away. And we got to her house, went inside. It was a lovely house, had an indoor bathroom and a toilet, which we'd not seen before. And we always had the old tin bath in front of the fire at home. And she went to get me some warm milk, and my brother had tea, I believe. And we sat there and had these buns.